साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरम् यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः।
We pray to the gods in the temple. Om Shri Mahaganapate Namaha. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Bhuvaneshwariye Namaha. In the eve of this new year, especially followed by a lunar and solar eclipse, we have a wonderful opportunity given to us by nature to grow into the realities of spiritual life. A spiritual life or the way of Gayatri. Pujya Gurudev has written three wonderful volumes, and I advise you all to first possess it, keep it in your house, and when possible go through it. Because what I can tell you is only an indication. Just pointing out to you certain fundamentals of Gayatri. And when I say Gayatri, I mean the way of life. You always remember, Gayatri has nothing to do with any temple except your own temple, the body being the temple. Deho Devalayaha. This body temple is activated by or motivated by life principle. Life and matter, these are the two poles of the same magnet, the south pole and the north pole. Life is the north pole, matter is the south pole. Though for convenience's sake we talk about two different things, life and matter. Technically, they are not two different things, they are one and the same. Life crystallized is matter. Matter sublimated is life. So that is Gayatri. Gayatri speaks about three rivers, Ga Ganga, Ya Yamuna, and three Trivani. But the rivers we are talking about in Gayatri are the three main channels, Nadi, and Nadi mean one and the same thing. It means flowing. Nadi means that which flows. In Nadi, it is the water which flows. In Nadi, it is the prana which flows. So we talk about three main pranic circuits: the Ida, the Pingala, and the Sushumna. These three Nadis are utilized by five organs of activity, what is known as Karmendriyas, and five organs of knowledge, what is known as Gyanendriyas. So the Ida, the Pingala, the Sushumna, the left-sided current, the right-sided current and the middle current, Ganga, Yamuna, Trivani. These three channels in our body are the channels of the life force. So our life force can be inert and dull and cold, then we say it is the inner, the Ida prana, the left nostril. And this is controlled by the right hemisphere of the brain. And then we have the pingala, the right-sided nostril, the flow of current flowing through the nostril, and it is controlled by the left hemisphere. In between this, from left to right or right to left, you have to go through a neutral point. And that neutral current is what is known as the Sushumna. And these three, the left, the right, and the middle, give us the Jnanendriyas and Karmendriyas, five Jnanendriyas and five Karmendriyas. Total 10. If you can have a control of these with 10 senses as a thoroughly control state, there are 10 senses, and if each sense can be controlled by you as if you are a charioteer, you become Dasharatha. And the three life currents become the three wives of Dasharatha, the Kausalya, the Kaikeyi, and the Sumitra. So this is what actually Ramayana is, the story of your five senses of activity, five senses of knowledge. If you can control them, you should become Dasharatha. But just being Dasharatha is not enough. You should have three wives. They are the Kausalya, the Sumitra, and the Kaikeyi. This particular aspect of the life energy and how you are supposed to live is the crux of Ramayana. That is why whenever there is in Ramayana, Valmiki says, this will exist. This means Ramayana. The Ramayana will exist until there are moon and sun in heaven. Or when there is a sun and moon in your body. Your body will exist when you breathe either by the left nostril or by the right nostril. So the Ramayana in your body goes on continuously. If you understand Ramayana as a way of life, that means Ramayana as Gayatri. Gayatri means way of life. So there is a very direct relationship between how you live, how you breathe, and Ramayana. That is why whenever people get married, almost 99% of the wedding cards, we talk about Ramayana. Sita marrying Rama. So today, as a part of the syllabus, Pujya Gurudev has written about many aspects of Gayatri, in which Gayatri Ramayana is one. There is Gayatri Samhita, there is Gayatri Hrudaya, there is Gayatri Tantra, there is Gayatri Gita, there is Gayatri Smriti. And all these he has put in one volume, the second volume of Gayatri Mahavijnana. And today, being a part of the Ramanavami celebration, I would like to share with you what Guruji wanted us to be as a Gayatri Sadhakas. That means you should be worshippers of Gayatri Ramayana. Ramayana is actually a commentary of how Gayatri should be practiced. There are 24 letters in Gayatri, and for each letter of Gayatri, a shloka is given in Ramayana, and as a commentary of that shloka, 1000 verses are written. For example, the first shloka, Tapas Padhyaya Niratam Prakha Valmikir Munipungavam, it starts with the letter Sa. Tat Savitur Varenyam, the first letter of Gayatri is Sa. In Ramayana, after this shloka, there are 1000 shlokas. And then the second shloka starts. The second shloka starts with Sa. After that 1000 verses of Ramayana, and then you have the third shloka. It starts with V. Be aware of your breathing. Don't do pranayama. Don't try to start breathing. No, be aware of it, that's all. If the children are playing there, you won't control them. You be aware that they are playing. Similarly, let the breath go in, come out, and be aware of it. That's the first exercise. The next exercise, what I told you, is the Sundarakanda aspect of Ramayana. How does Sundarakanda start? With Hanuman flying into the Akasha. Khechara. So Khechari Mudra. So you can practice Khechari Mudra very easily. So when you are practicing Khechari Mudra, you will become beautiful. That is Sundara Kanda. The beauty of Ramayana is Balakanda deals with child Rama. Ayodhya Kanda deals with the things happened in Ayodhya. Kishkinda Kanda deals with things happened in Kishkinda. Yudha Kanda, it deals with what happened with the fighting. And Sundara Kanda must make you beautiful. It makes you beautiful. And sometime if I can talk about Kundalini with few people, I will explain why it is called Sundara Kanda. But at least you believe this much, you will become beautiful if you practice Khechari Mudra. That is sufficient motivation, I think. Let us not think about anything spiritual there. At least you will become charming. I don't know if you can understand the difference between being beautiful and charming. You can become charming. So Khechari Mudra. And then I told you, practice Gayatri Mantra every day at the same time, at the same place, for the same number of counting. All this you have to practice. Just hearing it is not enough. So be aware of your breath. Try to be practicing Khechari Mudra. And then every day for 10 or 15 minutes, not more than that. Sit before a place in a asana, same place, have a Gayatri Mata photo and Guruji's photo, place some water there, light the fire, the deepak, and have the incense stick burning, and do mantra japa. Om Bhurva Sota Sutra Varenu Bhurva Deva Sudhini. Don't try to understand the meaning of it. Don't try to understand anything. Just mechanically repeat it. Gurudev, in his first volume, has given a figure how this chanting of Gayatri Mantra alters the nerve currents in your body at 24 different places. It is known as Akshara Nyasa. Each letter of Gayatri affects a particular part of your body. So you can keep that photograph. If you have the first volume, you can take the page number. So when you chant this mantra, Om Bhur Bhaswa Tatsvitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yana Prachodayat, Om Bhur Bhaswa Tatsvitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yana Prachodayat, Om Bhur Bhaswa Tatsvitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yana Prachodayat, what happens? From up comes the flow of energy. Later, because of the similarities between the life of Rama and the sound that is there in the Antariksha, the both were united. But Rama has nothing to do with Ramayana's Rama. So this mantra when I am talking about, you please be dealing it with your concept of God. When we say Om Namah Shivaya, it has nothing to do with the deity you are propitiating with that mantra. That is there in the Antariksha, and that your concept of that Om Namah Shivaya has come down as the Shivalinga. It is right, no doubt about it. But that Shivalinga is not that Namah Shivaya. Somebody else may visualize it in another way. But you understand what I mean? I am talking about the mantra vidya. It has nothing to do with God. It is the sound is enough. The sound will give you those results. This Rama Nama, it is said that Shiva also meditates on Rama. So, there is a jumbling of these mantras and the personalities. You have to delink it. Gayatri Mantra does the same thing first. So thus, Akshara Nyasa is the only thing which you should do while performing Gayatri Mantra Japa. You understand it? Just remember it. Om Bhur Bhuvasva Tatsa Vituru Varenyam Bhargo. By practice you will understand, and you need not keep the hands like this. I am just showing that where it is. You can just move your mind. You are following what type of Gayatri Vigyan I am giving it? First, life is Gayatri. Second, be aware of your breath. Third, practice Pichari Mudra. Fourth, regularly for a few minutes do Gayatri Mantra chanting with Akshara Nyasa. You can have that photograph and have it in a neat way. If you are not conversant with those Sanskrit letters, you can convert it into your own understandable aksharas, either in Telugu or in Tamil or in Kannada, it doesn't matter. The position is which is very important. And now, today, I am going to give you how Ramayana is to be understood. So once, if we can have the entire study of Ramayana, I don't know how many years it will take. Still, just before coming here, I went to Gita Press Gorakhpur shop in Hyderabad. So there were about 18 volumes of Ramcharita Manas commentary by Sadhu. I bought them. And God only knows when I will read them and when I will try to understand them. So the entire volume of Gayatri Ramayana, or in short Ramayana. You try to understand what I am telling. Actually you should say it as Gayatri Ramayana. But in course of time, the Gayatri is gone and only Ramayana remains. And now what is Ramayana for us? It is a fight between two people. A king, his wife is taken away by a Rakshasa, and the king goes there and fights. A very simple story. There is no twist in the story, or there is no what we call. But why is it that all of us in India, right from Kanyakumari to Himalayas, know about Ramayana? Which is that? Have you ever read a book? Did anyone tell you that is a textbook, you should read it? Have you ever read Ramayana as a textbook? Did you? Any of you? Were you told that you should read it? And such a great language problem. We are facing it here. After I speak it in English, I will have to talk for 20 minutes in Telugu also. But with so many tongues, different tongues, right from Kanyakumari to Himalayas, everybody knows Ramayana. How is it possible? Did you ever wonder? Don't you think it is a wonder? Everyone knows Ramayana, whether you know other thing or not. Because Ramayana deals with life and you are alive. And if you are alive, it means the Ramayana is happening in you. And because it is happening in you, you can understand it. So this Ramayana has three levels of explanation. Because while we are living, we have three levels of consciousness. The waking consciousness, the dreaming consciousness, and of course, I would prefer to call the sleeping consciousness as the thinking consciousness. Actually, you are aware of these three types of consciousness. The wakeful consciousness, the dreaming consciousness, and the sleeping consciousness. What in Sanskrit we call it as Jagrata, Swapna, Sushupti. So these 24 shlokas that we are going to read tells you how you should live in your wakeful consciousness. The first 8 shlokas tell you how you should live in your physical consciousness, wakeful consciousness. The next 8 tells you how to dream. Because all great things start with a dream. For us, dream is nonsense. Many of us say, after all, it is a dream. Forget it. But many scientific discoveries are the result of dreams. So when I used to teach in my class, in BSc classes, I used to tell my students, sleep well. Because every scientific discovery which is of some worth has been discovered only when the scientist was asleep and dreamt. The atomic theory was a dream. The organic chemistry ring structure is a dream. And if you know the chemistry, the inorganic level, we have a variable valency. It was a dream. And all these who dreamt about these chemical theories were awarded Nobel Prizes. So if you dream, and if you can know what the dream means, you will get a Nobel Prize. That is the equation I give. Proved by all the scientists. Every scientist, or every discovery worth its value, was always a dream. Was always, even the sewing machine. It was also a product of a dream. When the man who wanted to invent it, spent all his money. He spent all his fortune and was almost on the street. He dreamt and he discovered it. So how to dream is also very important in your lifestyle. In Gita, Krishna says about dreaming also in the 6th chapter. Yukta hara viharasya, yukta chestasya karmasu, yukta svapnava bodhasya yogo bhavati duktaha. If your yoga should give you the positive result, what is required is you should know how to dream. Every avatara was born to the parents who could dream well. You remember when Rama was born, his mother dreamt. When Buddha was born, his mother had a series of dreams. When Sriram Sharma Acharya was born, there were 9 very important dreams. And I don't know how many of you, those who are interested in our Gurudev's life, know about the dreams of his mother when he was born. She dreamt 9 dreams. And each dream was very, very symbolic in Gurudev's life. So don't ignore your dreams. The most important aspect of your dreams is, for practical purposes I am telling, it gives you a hint of coming diseases 6 months before you can have its manifestation in the physical body. So if you know how to dream, you are disease free. Because even before it shows its first sign in your physical body, your dreams tell you about what type of disease is going to come. In Gayatri Mahavigyan, first volume, Guruji has given a chapter, Sadhakon ke Swapna Nirarthak Nahi Hote. That is the title of... But do you read it and understand it? Read now that chapter on dreams. There, Guruji analyzes the nature of dreams and tries to help you how you should analyze your own dreams. That is what I am telling you. What I can give in these 9 days is just an indicator of how to read the Gayatri Mahavigyan. Please do read it. Sadhakon ke swapna nirardhak nahi hote. The dreams of the sadhakas are very, very, very useful. And how to dream is given in the next 8 shlokas of this Gayatri Ramayana. The first stage, Jagrata Avastha. The next stage, Swapna Avastha. That means from the 9th to 16th. It talks about how to dream. This is what I am going to tell you today. But naturally I will make it a bit fast, hoping that you will be equally fast in following me. But remember these things what I am telling you. Ramayana is nothing but explanation of Gayatri. And what is Ramayana and Gayatri? The Dasharatha having 3 wives. Your 5 Karmendriyas and 5 Jnanendriyas. The 5 organs of action, the 5 organs of knowledge must be united and you should become the charioteer. Dasharatha. And now what you are supposed to do? You should know the Pingala Nadi, the Yamuna. The first 8 shlokas deal without the Pingala Nadi, that means the Jagrata Avastha. The Pingala Nadi means Jagrata Avastha, because Jagrata Avastha you are very active and Pingala Nadi is the active Nadi. So the first 8 shlokas, Tat, Sa, Vi, Su, Va, Re, Ni, Yam, these 8 letters tell you how you should go on in the physical plane of life. Then Bhar, Go, De, Va, Sya, Dhi, Ma, Hi, 8 letters. These 8 letters tell you how to dream. You understand now what I mean by dream? You can change your life. There is an incident mentioned in Srimad Bhagavata. Kamsa and others who were with Kamsa seized Madhura because Krishna has killed Kamsa. Therefore, the friends of Kamsa, Jarasandha and others, seized Mathura and they asked Krishna to be handed over to them by the people of Mathura. Madhura, the people living in Madhura said, no, we will not hand over Krishna. We will die. Then did you know what Krishna said? he asked all the people in Mathura to sleep. And overnight, the entire Mathura was shifted to Dwaraka. Overnight. And the people who slept in Mathura woke up in Dwaraka. But when they woke up in Dwaraka, they forgot that they were in Mathura. They thought that they always lived in Dwaraka. Could I make you the incident clear? The people slept in Mathura. Mathura is in UP. Dwaraka is in Gujarat. And all the people in the city, they couldn't come out of the city because the friends of Kamsa. Because Kamsa was killed, they were very angry. And Jarasandha, Kalayaman, and other friends of Kamsa rushed to Mathura and harrowed it. Now what to do? A very simple solution. If the other military people know this secret, what a great result we can have. You sleep there and you come out of the ghera, out of the sea, a few thousand miles away. Come to Dwaraka, it happened and it is a reality. Don't think that it is a cock and bull story. Why I am telling you? If you understand the 9th shloka to the 16th shloka, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, you also can do that miracle. If not in that level, transferring the entire population of a city to another city, you can change your individual life from one plane of consciousness to another plane of consciousness. You sleep as if you don't know the French language, and you can get up with a full knowledge of French language. You can do that, it is possible. And in late 1960s, there was an article in North Indian newspapers with the heading, Learn While You Sleep. There, what the American scientists did was, the students who were not getting good marks, very average marks or failures, they were taken to a room and there they were provided with a good sofa, good food, and they are asked to sleep, the children. And when they are asleep, they were taught the subject in which they were not getting good marks. They are sleeping, they are not hearing, they are sleeping. And after 1 week of that session, they were again examined. And all of them got A plus marks. But I don't know why our parents don't do that. They say, you read, you read. You read while they are sleeping and see what happens. Yanisha sarvabhuteshu tasyam jagratir sayami. When all sleep, when the whole world is asleep, the sanyami, the dasharatha, sanyami means one who has the control of the senses, keeps awake. And all the sadhanas of Gurudev, you must know, were done in midnight. Mataji and Gurudev used to sit at about 10:30 in the night, until 4:30 in the morning they used to do combined many sadhanas. Many, many sadhanas. And unfortunately, I don't know how you will feel it if I say that we are not using our brains, but these 9 days are known as, what are these 9 days known as?
Nava.
Nava? Why Ratri? You are doing the puja in the daytime, is it not? And why you call it Navaratri? You should do it in the night. Everything that is really religious has gone to dogs and we are forgetting the realities of everything. The real sadhana, the real spiritual sadhana starts around 10:30 in the night and ends by 4:30. But now you will say, if I sleep, if I get up at 10:30 in the night and love towards language, you should appreciate it. But I can't sleep now till in Canada and tell it tomorrow in Canada. No, no, it's okay, okay. I'm telling you about the example. Yamika Sarvabhuteshu Tasyam Jagrasir Sanyami. So if you're really interested in sadhana, do it in the night times, in the Navaratri, Shivaratri, Devi Navaratri. And all of us do the puja in the daytime. I'm not saying, if you can't do it in the night, better do it in the daytime. Instead of saying that because I can't do it in the night, I'll stop doing it. But actually what you are supposed to do, you should utilize the night, the ratris, which are very important. Because at the night time, the real divine power, your ability to dream, becomes most potent. Do you know that all your pains increase in the night? At the daytime, even in hospitals, you will find that the patient is generally very normal in the daytime, but in the night, he is aggravated. Because he becomes more sensitive. He becomes more sensitive. And that sensitiveness we should increase. So the first 8 slokas of Gayatri Ramayana deal with wakeful consciousness. The 9th to 16th talk about your dream state. Let me try to make you understand that if you can dream properly, you have succeeded in getting your result. You should know how to dream. The most problematic thing is you don't dare to dream. But you should learn how to dream. And then, how those dreams will become actualities, just as in the lives of the scientists, is given in the 9th shloka to the 16th shloka. The formula is Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. And then, how you are supposed to change your mind? Actually, deep sleep. Changes your mind. I know one man in America known as Edgar Casey. When he was an 8-year-old child, he couldn't learn the spelling of few words. So the teachers were very angry. They said, "You are not fit to read." Then what he did is, he put the book under his pillow and slept over it. And next day, he remembered the entire book. It is a fact. Till 1945-48 he was alive in America. So if you don't know or understand anything, the solution is put it under your pillow and sleep over it. So, sleeping is not just going blank. It activates all your mental powers. Do you know that if you can be kept without sleep for 3 days, you will become mad? Luckily, nobody can force you not to sleep, because however much others may try and go on poking you, you get a nap. You get few winks, you become normal again. Your mind control depends on the quota of sleep. And how to sleep and how to utilize sleep is given in the last 8 shlokas. Tat Savitur Varenyam Jagratavastha Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Svapnavastha Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat Nidravastha. So with this I start this Gayatri Ramayana. And this Gayatri Ramayana, each shloka gives you a physical activity. So in the physical activity you have the clue for success. You see first what it is. Tapasvadhyaya niratam tapasri vajvidam varam నారదం పరిప్రప్రచ్ఛ వాల్మీకేర్ ముని పుంగవం. What does it mean? The ascetic, the tapasvi Valmiki, questioned Narada, who was the first in doing tapas and swadhyaya. The meaning is clear. Tapasvi Valmiki, the man who wrote the Ramayana. Before writing Ramayana, he asked Narada, who is the best about whom I can write the book? And Narada told about the Ramayana, that is another story. But you try to understand here what we are supposed to do in the day-to-day affairs. We are talking about the Jagrata Avastha. We are Valmiki. That means we are having a physical body. Valmiki, you know, anthill. Anthill means mud. So we are all having Valmiki, having this Deha as a Valmiki. But we are ascetic, tapasvi. We are sitting here itself is a big tapasya, is it not? Instead of going to some movie or going to some friend or something, you are sitting here. We are all tapasvi. But you should question what to do. A man of the stature of Narada, you always remember, if you want to question something, of what to do into daily life. It is Narada who gives the solution. Always in Purana, it is Narada who comes and tells people, you see, you are going to die. Is it not? To Rakshasas also, the Narada comes and tells, no, no, you are doing wrong, you should not do this, if not, you will die. The Rakshasas don't hear, they die. And those who hear become avataras. So, from where do you get a guru like Narada? The Gayatri Mantra is the guru. That is why in India people say it is Guru Mantra. The only mantra which has the level of having a label called as a guru is Guru Mantra. So who is Narada? The consciousness which is activated in you by Gayatri Mantra. That is why I asked you, all of you, to do at least 24 times Gayatri Mantra every day, same time, same place. That is most important. Then the Guru comes, the Gayatri Mantra, and what does it do? It will give you two qualities, the quality of tapas and swadhyaya. So now you know, to be successful in daily life, you should read about the subject in which you want to be proficient. If you are a software engineer, try to go on increasing your knowledge about software. If you are a Sanskrit teacher, go on learning Sanskrit. If you are a mathematics teacher, Swadhyaya. Now you understand what I mean by Swadhyaya. And don't say, I am retired and I did not read anything. You have retired, but your soul has not retired. Your Atma is still alive. You should learn some subject and master in that subject. And whenever you master a subject, even in cricket, if you know how to play well, you earn crores. So don't say that playing is, become expert in it. So that is Swadhyaya. The first point you understand? So first point you can make a note of it. Tapas and Swadhyaya. That is what you are supposed to do. Tapas means practicing. The new subject you are learning, you should practice it. And then you should go on learning it. That is the first point. Now the second point. Sahatva Rakshasam Sarvan Yajyajnan Raghunandana Rushibhit Pujita Satra Yadhendro Vijayepura. The first point you understood? You read, practice. Read, practice. Whatever may be the subject. It may be cricket also. It may be kabaddi also. It may be anything. But you should practice and you should know the theory part of it. Swadhyaya. Now, when that happens, what you should do? Sahatva Rakshasam Sarvam Yajyagnam Raghunandana. The entire Ramayana or our scriptures talk about Rakshasas and the avatars who killed the Rakshasas. Is it not? Krishna killed his own quota of Rakshasas. Rama killed his own quota of Rakshasas. Who is the Rakshasa? Here the definition is given. Yajna. One who interferes with Yajna is a Rakshasa. The definition in Gayatri, Yajna means one who interferes with Yajna. So who is the Rakshasa? One who interferes with a Yajna. And what is a Yajna? One Yajna we know. Swaha, Swaha, Idam Gayatri, Idam Namam. That is one type of Yajna. But Krishna in Gita lists a large number of Yajnas. Dravya Yajna, Sapo Yajna, Jnana Yajna, Tadhapare. A number of Yajnas. In that he says, Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi. Lord Krishna says that out of all the Yajnas, I am the Yajna which is known by the name Japa. So when you are doing a Japa, it is also a Yajna. And especially when you do Gayatri, Krishna says, in Chandasaya, Gayatri. So it is doubly powerful. Gayatri is Krishna, Japa Yajna is Krishna. And now when you are doing Gayatri Japa, you are doing double Yajna. And the cream of the Yajna, because Krishna is supposed to be the highest consciousness that is possible to humanity. Now, if you know that doing Japa is good and you don't do it, just now I told you, Japa is a Yajna. And when you don't do Japa Yajna, you are a Rakshasa. Because you are not doing the Yajna. Yajna Gnan, you understand now? Whenever you interfere with a Yajna, you are a Rakshasa. And now, Yajna is always a cyclic process. You remember it? Om Bhurbhuvasvata Svitarvani Bhargodeva Sarime Dhyana Pracharya. Om Bhurbhuvasvata Svitarvani Bhargodeva Sarime Dhyana Pracharya. It is a cyclic process. Then Valmiki was Ratnakara, the decoy. Valmiki asked him to chant Rama. He couldn't. Then he said, reverse it, Mara. You understand what I mean by this? Yajna, Rama, Mara. A cyclic process. So wherever there is a cyclic process, there is the divinity. And wherever there is no cyclic process, there is a Rakshasa. Now, when you are breathing, what is happening? Again the reversal. Hum, sa, sa, hum. So if you are aware of that breathing, you are doing breathing as a Yajna. And if you are not aware of breathing, you are a Rakshasa. Because you got the point. So Rakshasa does not mean somewhere in those age old days. Whenever you are not doing a Yajna. Yajna Sishtasina Santo Muchyante Sarvakilvishai. In Gita 3rd chapter, a very peculiar statement is made. Ye pachanti atma karana. Those who cook food for themselves, they are Rakshasas. And now, let us go back to your houses. And you cook food for whom? For yourself. You are a Rakshasa. Then, how you cannot be a Rakshasa? Offer the food first to a divinity. And Pooja Gurudev has given a direct Yajna. He says, give 5 ahutis of Gayatri Mantra with the cooked food to the fire. Do you know what he called it? Bali Vaishya Devi. So all these simple things we have forgotten. So we are all Rakshasas because all these yajñas we are not doing. So do all these yajñas. Be aware of your breath. First yajña. Do Gayatri Mantra. Second yajña. Doing the Japa yajña. And offer food before you eat. You give food at least 5 times to the 5 natural breaths. Pranaya Swaha, Apanaya Swaha, Udanaya Swaha, Vyanaya Swaha. We don't do that. We don't have time to offer to God, and the God has the poor fellow, he has to look after you. And you don't have even the time to offer 5 morsels of what you have cooked in. So this offering, whenever you eat the food, you offer it. And wherever there is a word Swaha attached, the process becomes cyclic, you remember it. Swaha is a very peculiar word. It automatically becomes cyclic. And in the dream state, the word to be used is Swadha. Swaha in the consciousness state, Swadha in the semi-conscious state, that is what is known as the Sitara Loka, when you offer food to the departed people. We call it as Swadha. Now you understood this sloka? You do the required yajñas regularly. The first yajña, awareness of breath. The second yajña, doing Gayatri Mantra. The third yajña, whenever you eat anything, first offer it to the God inside you 5 times. And if you can remember it, you utter the names of the pranas, Om Pranaya Swaha, Om Apanaya Swaha, Om Udanaya Swaha, Om Samanaya Swaha. If you can't remember this, offer it with Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhurbhuvasva Tatsvitruvayam Bhargo Devasadhini Dhyana Prachodayat Swaha, Om Bhurbhuvasva Tatsvitruvayam Bhargo Devasadhini Dhyana Prachodayat Swaha. So our entire life is a sadhana. Whenever you drink it, drink 5 sips. Even if you drink Coca-Cola, don't mind, God likes Coca-Cola also. And it may be dangerous for you, but not for God. And maybe when you offer it and drink it, it becomes a prasada. So always remember that whenever you eat or drink something, offer it to God, it is one type of yajna. And what happens when you do this? He says, Rushibhi Pujitas Tatra Yadhendro Vijayepura. So what you are supposed to do when you are doing this, Indra means mind. You always remember, whenever in Vedic literature you come about the word Indra, it means the mind which is in your control. And when the mind is in your control, you can conquer everything. Is it not? So when you offer these things, the Japa Yajna, the Breath Yajna, the Ahara Yajna, you become the controller of your mind. And then even the rishis will praise you. Just as Indra was extolled by the rishis, you also will be extolled by the rishis. This is to be done in which plane? Physical plane, Jagrata Avastha. Now the third point. Vishwamitra Saramastu Shrutva Janaka Bhashitam Vatha Rama Dhanupasya Iti Raghava Mabravi. Vishwamitra, the meaning of the shloka I am telling, Vishwamitra, Ditrama held the conditions of Janaka. You know the conditions of Janaka? What Janaka said? I will give Sita to him who can lift the Shiva's dhanush. So Vishwamitra here is saying, Vatsa Rama Dhanupasya. My son Rama, you see the bow. That is what Janaka said. You got the meaning of it? The meaning of this shloka is Vishwamitra, who went to the kingdom of Janaka, heard the voice of Janaka saying the promise that anyone who can break the Shiva's vow will be married with his daughter Sita. So what this shloka is saying, Vishwamitra told Rama, see the dhanush. Got the point? Vishwamitra said to Rama, see the dhanush. What does it mean? Into day-to-day life, when you hear a problem, first try to see the problem. Don't go directly into the problem. Try to understand the problem, see the problem. And many a times I have found myself, when you see the problem does not exist. Many times it so happens. Especially, many times in my personal life, I don't know what happens in your life. I get a notice from the principal, you please come and meet me. That's all. Right? That's a particular time. And the whole night I am worried, I don't know why the principal is calling me. What happened, this and that. And always when I go the next day to the office, the principal will not be there. And so many times, many problems don't exist. They exist because we think about them. Vatsa Rama Dhanu Pashya. Dhanu has also another meaning, the backbone. So whenever you are exposed to a particular type of work, you should know which chakra you are supposed to do it. Unfortunately, we have lost the science of it. If you know the chakra, and if you can concentrate on the chakra, do you know what happens? The thing solves by itself. I have seen it many times. But the proof of the pudding, as it is said, is in eating. So it is no use of my saying that I had this experience. You also experience. If you have anything related to earth, concentrate on Mooladhara. If you have anything to do with liquid, concentrate on Swadhisthana. If you have anything to do with fire, concentrate on Manipuraka. If you have anything to do with air, concentrate on Anahata. If you have anything to do with Akasha, concentrate on Vishuddhi. Vatsa Rama Dhanu Pashya. So, before you come out and want to face the world, first you check your chakras. And do you know, the best way to control all the chakras is by chanting Gayatri. You need not know which chakra is being activated by chanting Gayatri. The Gayatri activates all chakras. And I told you that the Gayatri mantra gives you a direct link with sun. And the Ramayana and Gita, Bhagavata, talk only about sun. They never talk about anything else. Even in Gita he says that this yoga was first told by me to the sun god. Imam Vivasvate Yogam. Proktavan Ahamangayam. The real yoga is with the sun. And any magic you find in Ramayana and Mahabharata is because of the sun. When the Pandavas were going into the jungle, many people didn't want to stay with Duryodhana's city. They also wanted to follow Pandavas into the jungle. The Pandavas said, we don't know where we will eat in the jungle, and you all people coming with us, and we are the prince king. So it becomes our liability to feed you. So you don't come. Then do you know the Purohit? Dhaumya. He gives Draupadi a vessel, which is known as the Akshay Patra. Do you know from where it is obtained? From sun. Can we, the scientists of India, have even a little iota of common sense, instead of wasting so much money on agricultural research, Can we not do a research how sun can be linked with the produce? I don't know, I am not agriculturist. But Akshaya Patra means that. And when Rama was facing Ravana, he was on the feet without any divine astras and shastras, and Ravanasura was on a golden chariot with so many weapons and so many attendants. And then Agastya comes, and what does he tell? Aditya Hridaya, the heart of the sun. And what happens? The impossible becomes possible. Ravana is killed. But what I want all of you to understand is, the entire secret is in Gayatri. And we have forgotten that Gayatri mantra and we are praying to other gods and goddesses. I am not saying don't pray to other gods and goddesses, but come, first have an electrical connection and then buy whatever electrical apparatus you want to buy, you buy. If you don't have an electrical connection and you have a number of electrical appliances, what is the use? If you don't have the Gayatri, that is why every Devata has a Gayatri. There is a Ganesha Gayatri, there is a Shiva Gayatri, there is a Amba Gayatri. What does it mean? It means that the main current is Gayatri. And unfortunately, nobody is there who is compelling people to make this fact to be understood. And I, with the motivation of my Gurudev, am telling you, do Gayatri first, and then you will understand that all goddesses and gods will reveal themselves to you. Do you know what my Gurudev used to tell? He used to tell me that Ramakrishna Paramahamsa did about 12 years of penance before he could manifest Kali. You are understanding? He has to do 12 years of intense sadhana, weeping for her, leaving all other activities so that Mother Kali can become manifest before him. But we, the Gayatri sadhakas, have our deity already manifested. Can you understand the beauty of it? Sun is the god of Gayatri mantra. And even before you chant the mantra, the sun is there. So the deity whom you are praying is already manifested. And you can't pray to a manifested god and you want to pray to unmanifested god. What happened to India, we don't know. That is how we used to say. My Guruji said that every night when he wakes up, the pillow was wet because of his tears. That he can't make people understand that do Gayatri and get away. I am not doing a Gayatri Prachara, you remember it. Gayatri doesn't need any Prachara. But I want you to understand the power of Gayatri. So when you say Om Guru Bhavasuha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhinayi Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya, all the six centers in you become activated. And then when they become activated, I told you, the sun can give you everything. In Bharata, there is the Shamantakamani. From where does it come? From sun. So if you want to get gold, every day about so many kilos of gold, again sun will help you. And you say, how is it possible? Do it and know it yourself, how is it possible? At least you should have faith in our rishis who always speak the truth. They never exaggerate. So now you understand what is Dhanupashya. One is you try to understand the problem before you and try to find out the solution. And the next is concentrate on your background. The problem will be automatically solved. Then fourth, tushta vamsya tadha vamsya pravisasya nishapatehe shataniyam narendrasya tadha sadhya vyatishtata. Sumanta, the minister, went to the bedroom of the king and praised him there. That is the meaning of the shloka. Sumanta, the minister of the Sarasar, went to the bedroom of the king and prayed with his family there. Now, this is the most beautiful psychological statement ever made in the world's history. A psychological statement. The present day psychologists have not yet understood how sleep can be exploited. Here is a formula where you can utilize the sleep to solve all your problems. Just about probably 20 days back, Swami Niranjananda gave a beautiful series of lectures here in Bangalore. How many heard about Swami Niranjananda? You people don't say you came with him. Bihar School of Yoga. And he was initiated into sannyasa at the age of 4. So Swami Niranjananda was initiated into the sannyasa at the age of 4. Can you understand his level of consciousness? He gave lectures here. And what was the topic? The dynamics of discovery of human potential. And nobody was interested in understanding the discovery of human potential. It was well advertised. And I from Guntur came and attended the class. I'm not criticizing you. But you understand, you will get what you deserve. And you deserve for what you exert. Without exertion, you will not get anything. But why I am talking about this class is, there a specific method was taught, what is known as Yoga Nidra. This is what is meant here. A practice of Yoga Nidra, where the minister, who is your minister? Your wakeful mind. It has got problems. When a minister gets a problem, where does he go? He will go to the king. And where will be your king? He will be in the bedroom. Because the real power in you gets activated when you are asleep. And if possible, try to buy that book, Yoga Nidra, from Bihar School of Yoga. A small book it is. But the entire secret of this particular shloka are exploited by Yoga Nidra. And one of the techniques of Yoga Nidra is be aware of your breath, even in sleep. So if you are aware of your breath now, in wakeful consciousness, slowly it will permeate into your sleep consciousness. And there miracles happen. So, first point, practice and swadhyaya. Second point, don't be a rakshasa. Then what you are supposed to do? Do the japajna. Be aware of the breath. Offer whatever you are eating as a yajna to your internal God. Then the third point, know how to concentrate on your backbone. Know the problems you are supposed to face and try to solve it. And if you can't do all this, the last resort is go to sleep. But like this, the minister, the wakeful consciousness, must go to the sleeping consciousness. So here I stop it. Because even if I complete the shlokas, it will not be of any use. So tomorrow, I will continue this. Even though I thought I can finish it. But I think I have finished it, the principle. First stage, Jagrata Avastha over. Next stage, Swapna Avastha. Last stage, Nidra Avastha. In Jagrata Avastha, the first 8 shlokas gives you a technology. I have finished the first 4. Tomorrow I will finish the next 4. and then I will go to the Panchakosha Sadhana of Gayatri Mahavidya. Because I am constrained by time and I have promised that I will touch all the three volumes of Gayatri. So now I have thoroughly finished the first volume. I have just touched the second volume. And tomorrow I will touch it a bit more. And then I will enter into the third volume, the Panchakosha Sadhana. And day after tomorrow I will finish it. But anyway, the most important practices, you do them for at least 1 year. Regularly, at the same time, same place, specific number of Gayatri. Aware of your breath, do Khechari Mudra. Offer whatever you are eating or drinking every time to the five pranas in your body. These practices, they will give you very good results.
Jai Gurudev.